The Great Bear, written by Kyla Ochoa, illustrated by Miguel Angel Chavez. Genre: realistic fiction tells about made-up events that could happen in real life. Next, read about Harry and his camping trip. Question of the week: what can we discover by exploring nature? Contents. Settling in page 102. Hiking in the forest, page 107. Strange noises in the forest, page 112. We dragged the tent and pegs from the car. It was July, and we were camping as always. "I hope we see a bear," my sister said. "But there are no bears here," I assured her. "I'll find one." "Well, I'll find a colony with more than 4,000 ants," I boasted. "I am an ant detective." My mother and father put up the tent close to the lake. We helped build a campfire, lit the lanterns, and cooked some chicken and vegetable soup in the evening. It smelled delicious. I took out my compass. Mom came close and showed me the arrow pointing north. She used to be a campfire girl, so she knows a lot about camping. "The lake is on the north. If you get lost, just follow that direction." But I wasn't planning on being lost. After lunch, Mom said it was time for a walk. Pam complained it was cold and started to shiver. Mom told her she'd soon warm up. Dad opened his bird book and smelled some flowers. "I'll wait here." I walked and saw so many plants and insects and birds. And then I saw a big red ant. It was a scout. It would lead me to a colony. Time to be an ant detective. Then I found a second ant. Then a third. Then I saw hundreds of ants. Were there thousands? An anthill! This was the best thing ever. I had to tell Dad. But where was he? And where was I? I couldn't see the tent. I couldn't smell the smoke of the campfire. I was lost. It was getting dark, and I had no lantern or flashlight. I remembered the compass. I just had to go north. I walked straight, following the direction of the needle. Crunch, crack, crunch, crack. What was that noise? Was it a bear? No, there were no bears here. I growled like a bear to scare smaller animals. Grrr. I growled like a kitten. Grrr. I growled just a little louder. Grrr. Even louder still. "A bear!" someone screamed. "A bear!" I ran like crazy. Then I bumped into it. A huge bear with a flashlight. "Harry!" It was Dad with a flashlight. "Harry!" Mom hugged me. "Oh, you are not a bear." Pam sounded disappointed. That night, we laid out snuggled together under the stars. "I didn't see a bear today," Pam complained. "There's one up there," pointed Mom. "I love it. That constellation there is the Great Bear."
"And the other is the Little Bear," explained Dad.
"Oh," Pam answered. "So I did see one after all."